Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
Oil prices have recovered from the lows of last week. What has been behind this?
Yeah, Brent rallied closer to 90 by the end of the week. It's hard to pick one particular thing that stands out as being behind this, but I think there are a few potential explanations. I mean, one is I think that oil prices have started to become more correlated to equities again, and the S&P 500 has also recovered from its recent lows. So I think that's one aspect to it. Also, the US inventory report last week showed a surprise fall in crude stocks. That didn't cause much of a move on the day, but nevertheless, that does tend to be seen as something that's supportive for oil. And on top of that, there have been renewed calls for a strengthening of oil sanctions against Iran after the attacks on Israel the other week. So I think all of these things have probably contributed to the rally we've seen.
Is this recovery in prices sustainable?
Well, I think one question mark for oil is on refined product demand. So if we look at the jet fuel and diesel forward curves, they are now upward sloping over the first 6 months or so. And this suggests the market is well supplied and the upward slope is to price to cover the costs of storage, so to incentivize storage. So that's a feature of a well-supplied market. Now, a few weeks ago, that was the other way around, which indicated the markets were tight. There has been a ramp up in production from Asian refineries, which has been good for crude oil in the short term, because you're also using crude oil, but it seems to be oversupplying the refined product market. So that does bring in some questions to the support for oil, for crude oil as well. Having said that, though, of course, we do have a strong demand season coming up over the summer, and that will help to absorb some of the current excess in refined products. And then from a technical point of view, Brent bounced off the 50-day moving average in its low last week, so around $86 per barrel. So that would be a level to look out for on the downside. And providing Brent doesn't test and break that sort of level, then we can look to the upside still, where the challenge would be to break through the 89 to 92 range, which Brent traded in during the first half of this month.
And electricity and gas markets in Europe have been falling again. Why is that?
Well, the markets continue to relax after appears that Iran and Israel have stepped back from escalating the direct conflict between them. But also some disrupted production at the LNG, Freeport LNG facilities in the US have been brought back online. These are all some negative things for the price of gas and electricity. But I do think we need to be mindful of recovering Chinese LNG demand, where signs of the economy in China improving could lead to more demand for LNG, particularly over the summer months, when they're looking to refill storage as well as provide for air conditioning demand.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.